We all know the adage, time is money. Well, today, Aaron Helly is going to show you how to more effectively time block so that you can make more money. Stay tuned. This episode of Keeping It Real is brought to you by Real Geeks. How many homes are you going to sell this year? Do you have the right tools? Is your website turning soft leads into interested buyers? Are you spending money on leads that aren't converting? Well, Real Geeks is your solution. Find out why agents across the country choose Real Geeks as their technology partner. Real Geeks was created by an agent for agents. They pride themselves on delivering a sales and marketing solution so that you can easily generate more business. Their agent websites are fast and built for lead conversion with a smooth search experience for your visitors. Real Geeks also includes an easy-to-use agent CRM. So once a lead signs up on your website, you can track their interest and have great follow-up conversations. Real Geeks is loaded with a ton of marketing tools to nurture your leads and increase brand awareness. Visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod and find out why realtors come to Real Geeks to generate more business. Again, visit realgeeks.com/keepingitrealpod. And now, on to our show.
Hi again, everyone. This is Aaron Helly, and this is the Grow With Me segment with a focus on business, wealth, and health. Welcome back. I'm so excited that you're here. Let's recap from last time we met 2 weeks ago, where we talked about your business, wealth, and health, and how you ideally see all of those things. So I prompted you to spend 30 to 60 minutes uninterrupted deep work time to figure out what your ideal business looks like and paint a picture of what wealth and health looks like from the perspective of your successful business. I hope you did that. I hope you had a great experience with it. I hope you did it more than once. I hope you realize how powerful it is. It's not enough to do that one time. So if you've already done it, I encourage you revisit it, schedule it again, knock it out again. Can't hurt. It can only make you better. If you haven't done it yet, that's okay. Go back and listen to episode one, my intro to this segment, and get caught up. But it's something that is so foundational to your business and so foundational to being able to accomplish and live the business of your dreams that you can't go wrong repeating it over and over again. Okay. So don't hesitate to do that. Today, we are going to kind of take it a step further. We're going to get into another skill, something a little bit more tactical. We're going to talk about calendar management and time blocking. I think it's all going to become clear to you why we're going this way. So first, let's talk about what is time blocking. So this is a technique for time management. You simply break up your workday into sections, and you'll give everything on your task list a specific time slot on your calendar. For me, this is the best way to be most productive with your goals. Time blocking and managing your calendar is going to level you up day one. It's going to allow you to be more focused and do deeper work than you're probably doing right now if you're not doing this. And this doesn't just work in your real estate business. This works in every aspect of your life. If you want to get fit, you can time block. If you want to eat better, you can schedule that time to meal prep and eat better and do all the things that you need to accomplish your goals. But it takes a lot of effort and a lot of alignment to do that. And most importantly, you also have to stick to your plan, which we'll talk about here shortly. Okay. So again, why time blocking? This works for every aspect of your life. And in our culture, this culture that is obsessed with productivity and getting it done, I'm doing it in air quotes, learning to define productivity for you will set you apart from so many other agents, okay? Busy doesn't equal productive. Rest is so important. Rest is critical. I would even say that the 10 minutes that you spend doing nothing, just closing your eyes, counting to 10, focusing on your breathing, that's probably going to be more productive than most things you do in a day because it's going to allow you to reset your nervous system. It's going to allow you to catch your breath, and it's going to allow you to go into the next thing from a place of reset, from a place where you're not carrying everything that you ran around this morning doing. And you're just not going to be nearly as stressed when you build that time in to do that. So calendar time blocking and calendar management is your way to do this. So deep work is the most important. And this is how you work on your business. I'm sure you guys hear all the time, work on the business and not in the business. And this is truly the only way you're going to grow your business is if you work on it. And this is a technique that will help you do that right away. Okay. So let's go through the step-by-step for time blocking. Step number one is to figure out exactly what your working hours are. So if you're going to work from 9 to 5 every day, those are your working hours. Maybe you're working from 9 to 11 and then 7 to 9 PM or something like that. Doesn't matter. Whatever it is, you have to define that those working hours and write them down. I encourage you to first start by just writing this on a piece of paper and putting it into your calendar when you're done, because you're going to do a lot of rearranging in the process. And the first time you lay it out, it might not make sense. So you might have to put things in different order or put things in different spots. So step one, set your working hours. Step number two is list out everything you need to do this week. So this is everything you need. This needs to include, you know, anything that has a deadline, anything that has to be done. And then also make sure that you build in time for you, some me time, some rest time, some quiet time, build in exercise, build in food, nutrition, build in time to eat, okay? Sitting at your desk, eating through your lunch break every day is not the most productive use of your time. I have no doubt that I'm speaking to a lot of people right now. Realtors tend to eat their lunch in their car, eat their lunch on the go. That's, you're not multitasking, you're not being efficient, you're leading yourself to burnout. So schedule time to eat and enjoy your food, and I guarantee you'll feel better. So once you list everything out that you absolutely need to do, you're then going to prioritize your list. You're going to prioritize it in whatever way makes sense to you. In some situations, it might be by deadline, but in most cases, it needs to be by importance. Okay, so prioritize them by what needs to be done in a specific order. Then you're going to go through and associate a time with each of those tasks. Every single task needs to be listed with a time. So let's say you're going to spend a half an hour on social media, or let's say you want to do social media and you decide you need 30 minutes for it. Write that down. Social media content, 30 minutes. Step number five is to schedule the most important things first. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to do the most important things first thing in the morning. You want to do the most important things when you are most ready to do your deep work, when you can be most focused, at your best, able to produce the best quality output. Figure out what time of day that is and schedule the most important things during that time. Then you can schedule your basic mindless tasks in the gaps between those things, okay? Number six, you're going to give yourself some white space in this step. So this is just buffer time for you to fill as things come up. And if they don't come up, it's just for you to use wisely. And wisely is not just turning on the TV and staring at something mindless. It's going to be time to read something that brings you a little bit of joy and gives you a little bit of break. Or maybe it's time to just have a cup of coffee and take a couple of deep breaths. So white space is there for a reason. You want to protect it. You're not just going to fill anything in there. You're not just going to say, oh, I have 10 minutes here. Let's see if I can just cram this thing in that's really not that important. Use that white space wisely and protect it. So once you're comfortable with how you have it all laid out, this is why I wanted you to write it down first. Then you're going to go put it in your calendar. I'm confident a lot of you guys use digital calendar. I use Google. So once you're confident in it on paper, go ahead and put it on the calendar so that you can get your reminders and that you can stay stick to it because you'll have it with you all the time. And then the most important part of this is sticking to the schedule, right? Protect your time. Don't let your time slip. If you scheduled 30 minutes for content creation for social media, when that 30 minutes is over, you got to be done. There are very few situations where you let that time bleed over. And that would be something like you're working on your vision and you're just in such a great place and you're being so productive and you're seeing a ton of things clearly that you're willing to let that time bleed over into something that's just like a low-level task that you know you can do later or isn't even due for a long time. But that has to be a conscious decision. And that should be based on your priority list, right? It's not like you don't want to create this habit of bleeding over every single time. It's a bad habit. You're going to lose sight of this whole thing and there's no point in doing it. Okay. So don't let your time slip. Also, turn off your phones. Silence your phone, turn off your notifications, flip your phone over, turn off all the little pop-ups that are constantly coming up on your computer, and don't get distracted. Stay focused and you will get so much more productive work done. I'm telling you, this will change your life. So why does this work? Okay, I've said these couple words a million times, focus and priority. So it allows you to focus in a way that you're probably not right now if you're not doing this, and you probably don't even realize it. I hate to break this to you guys, especially to the women listening. We're not good at multitasking. None of us are good at multitasking. So stop telling yourself that and stop multitasking. Just get one thing done at a time and you'll do it better. You'll make way fewer errors and everything in your life will fall into better alignment, I promise. Speaking from experience, if you couldn't hear that in my voice. So why this works, again, focus and priorities. This is going to force you to prioritize the things that you need to do in your business. And notice I say the things you need to do because there are so many things that we do that we shouldn't be doing, that we don't need to do, okay? We're going to talk about that in just a second. But the last reason that this works is because you are working for completion and not perfection. So when you time block your time, get that task done during that timeline. It does not have to be perfect in most cases. There are very few situations where a task needs to be perfect. Okay, so perfect in terms of a task list can be counterproductive. You do want to focus on making your business great, and they say good is the enemy of great. And that's big picture. But when we're talking about tasks and just getting things done, good is okay. And complete is better than perfect when it allows you to move on to something else. Okay, keep that in mind. So let's go back to this concept of priorities and leveling up. So when you have your task list and you prioritize it, I encourage you to really look hard at the things at the bottom of your list and ask yourself, why did you put them? Why is this last? And I would bet it's because you don't have to do it. And you can probably just cross it off your list. I think I heard this quote. I think it's I'm not going to quote it because I don't remember exactly, but I think it's a Warren Buffett thing where he says, write down the 20 things in your life that are most important and then rip off the bottom 15. Because you can't have that many important things because everything isn't important. So realize that in your business. Figure out what is important and figure out what you have to get done and eliminate the rest. Say no to the rest, okay? So in this process to level up, there's a couple things you want to do. You want to take note of the things that you're dreading doing or the things that are constantly the lowest priority or the last priority and ask yourself, do I need to do this? Is this making me money or is it contributing to a money-making activity? If the answer is no, scratch it off and don't do it. Just delete it. If the answer is yes, the next question is, can someone else do this for me? And the answer is probably. I'm sure you guys can just open up your LinkedIn messages and see that someone would gladly take over that task for you. And you might be able to hire it out for $5, which is less expensive than the pen, the ink that you have to write out your task over and over again every single week, okay? So if you don't need to do it or it's not making you money, if you don't need to do it, get rid of it. If it's not making you money or contributing to your money-making activity, don't do it. If you do have to do it, but you hate doing it, outsource it. Hire it out. I don't care how much it costs. I really don't, because you will see that opening up that brain space and opening up that capacity and taking away this thing that's just sucking the life out of you, it will pay you back tenfold. Okay? Seriously, do it. All right. So we're going to wrap up here. So remember, I said I'm always going to go through every episode with goal, action, and results. So my goal for you, this should be your goal for yourself, and you can tweak this a little bit. It's up to you, but I encourage you to time block for the next 10 days. The action then is to, like we just went through, set your working hours, list out everything you need to do this week, prioritize that list, associate a time with each of those tasks, schedule the most important things first, block the times on your calendar, and then stick to it, okay? That's the action that you need to do to make this happen. The results are going to blow your mind, and it's probably going to happen like on day one, you guys. You're going to have such a higher level of productivity. You're going to be so much more focused, which is going to allow you to get into the deeper work, which is so fulfilling, and it's also energy giving as opposed to like energy sucking. You're going to be able to do this higher level work, and it's going to be so much more sustainable. I bet you'll have lower stress, and you're going to feel less like you're pulled in a million different directions than you probably feel right now. Because the reality is you are as a realtor. And until you get a harness on this schedule in your day to day, you're always going to feel like that. Okay. So that's it. That's the goal I have for you. Your action steps and your results are going to come. I will see you guys in 2 weeks. This is Erin Helley, and this was the Grow With Me segment with a focus on business, wealth, and health. I'm a dream builder, team leader, and financially free realtor who wants to help you achieve all of your goals. See you next time. Bye, guys.